Morning, folks.
Morning, Father.
It's great to be back. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Father Ed Herzog. I am the chaplain of Bishop Carroll High School, and it's hard to believe, but it was 3 years ago, almost 3 years, that I was assigned here at Christ the King, and it's great to be back to fill in for Father Devin this morning. I'm amazed, too. I was looking out. You people are sitting in the same pews that you were 3 years ago. It's like some things never change, right? We're creatures of habit. But this morning, the church offers us, I would suggest, certainly one of the most famous passages in the Bible, and that's St. Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, right? This great hymn of love. And listen, if St. Paul were around today, I don't think he would have gotten a job as an apostle. I think Hallmark would have sucked him up to write greeting cards. Right, this next holiday that we celebrate, Valentine's Day, right? This sounds like something that you would find right in the card section of Walmart or Target. And listen, as somebody who's the son of a florist, who's owned a business for 35 years, I've got nothing against Valentine's Day and sentimentality. Put clothes on my back and food on the table. But I think the danger for us is that that's where we're going to leave St. Paul in his letter. We're going to leave it at this surface level, this nice, sentimental, good feeling. But what St. Paul is saying, what St. Paul would have heard 2,000 years ago, the listeners of St. Paul would have heard, was something completely different. Right? They wouldn't have heard just this gushy, nice thing, but rather they would have heard a challenge. They would have heard something that really pushed them. And that's what we have to reclaim today, because we know that love is not just an ordinary word. In fact, I'm teaching this right now to the seniors at Bishop Carroll. Right? We know that love has potency, because if you go on a first date with someone and they end saying, "I love you," it's time to take a step back. Right? We know, right, that love is not a word that you just really want to throw around. Yet at the same time, I'm afraid that our culture has polluted this word, or at least has degraded it to a sense. And I'm as guilty of this as anyone. Like, I like to tell people, I use the same word to define the way that I feel about my mother as to define the way I feel about pizza. I say I love both of those things. And again, I think my mother knows, I hope my mother knows, that I care about her more than I care about Italian food. But the reality is, if we can use a word for anything, in reality, it ends up meaning nothing. And so for us, we have to reclaim this, and that's exactly what St. Paul wants, right? Because when I say that I love my mother, that my mother loves me, we're saying something wildly different than when I say I love pizza. Right? I find that when I say I love something that's material like that, really what I'm saying is it makes me feel good. Right? Especially New York pizza, not the pizza we have here. Right? The real stuff. That makes me feel really good. I enjoy that. And it is a good thing that I enjoy it. Yes, absolutely, no question. But the love that St. Paul is talking about is one that's different. Right? This isn't a love that's a feeling at all. Right? I can't control the fact that pizza makes me feel good and Brussels sprouts don't. But what St. Paul is telling us, we can control this type of love. Right? Because this is a love that's in action. This is a love that comes from the will. This is the love that is a choice. And what St. Paul is saying here too, right, is this is the love that comes from living a sacrificial life that has its mindset, its target on willing the good of the other. Right? That's the definition that St. Paul is using here, to desire. And that's not even it. To will, right? In action, to do what is best for other people. We love someone to the extent that we are willing to sacrifice for them. And listen, if you've ever been to a Catholic wedding before, odds are this is what you heard. And I love, right? I love during the reading just to look out at the people, and everyone's just, oh, this just melts the heart. When deep down, what I'm always asking is, do these people really understand what St. Paul is saying? Do they understand what it is that he's ultimately getting at? What it is that he's ultimately pointing this married couple to? Because this type of love is not one that is sentimental, but in reality, this is the same word, the same type of love that St. John describes, right, in his third chapter, right? That famous phrase that we see all the time, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And not only did he give him, but he offered him. He allowed him to empty himself out in totality. If you want to see what love is, look right there. That's love. And I tell people, I tell folks who are getting married, if you think that you're getting into something other than that, let's take a step back. Right? If you think that the love that you're getting into, again, is this nice gushy one, talk to somebody who's been married for more than 15 minutes. And they'll tell you that it's more than just that sentimentality. Is that there? Yes, praise God. But the reality of that love is it's a love that is willing to live sacrificially. In fact, if you want to get a good card that sums up what St. Paul is saying for your Valentine this year, watch the Passion with them. Yet I don't see many people putting the crucified Christ on a nice Valentine's Day card. Doesn't really send necessarily the message we want to show, right? But folks, that's what love is. That's the love that we're called to. That's not the love of today, but rather that's the biblical love. And in fact, one of my favorite writers of all time, he may have written my favorite book of all time, 19th century Russian author by the name of Fyodor Dostoevsky, in his book The Brothers Karamazov. He wrote a line that I still stick with today, one that I come back to time and time again. And he said, love when we properly understand it, not the love of our dreams, is a harsh and dreadful thing. Because it's a love that demands that we lay down our life. It's a love that demands that we live like that. And that's tough. That's not the mere sentimentality. That's not the nice feelings. But that's the love that endures. So with St. Paul, I believe what he's telling us this week is to not live this love that is expressed in sentimentality and feelings, but rather to seek to love as an action, right? To lay down your life, to do that in tangible ways. If you're married, you can do that. You already know how to do that. Right? In simple ways, right? In ways that actually takes the desire of your spouse over yourself. Right, if you're a child, to live that way for your parents, right, for you, for me as a priest, right, to lay down for folks like you, for the students that I teach at Bishop Carroll, to live sacrificially in tangible ways. That's what St. Paul is calling us to. So this week, may that be our focus. As we prepare for Valentine's Day, may we be an inspiration for a world that so desperately wants to experience that type of love, that so desperately wants to lay down its life. May we strive for that. May we strive for the love that is action, for the love that is sacrifice, for the love that St. Paul tells us will endure for all of eternity.